Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Hey there, busy mum. I see you. I see you rocking the school drop. I see you grabbing a quick walk with the dog. I see you running errands for your family. I see you sorting the sports uniform ready for the big game. I see you grabbing groceries. I see you helping your kids with their homework. I see you prepping dinner. I see you flopping on the couch, exhausted, at the end of the day. Life is busy. And now that we're over the worst of COVID, we hope, and we don't have lockdowns anymore, it feels like everyone's going at 120%, trying to make up for everything we've missed out on over the past 2 years. Not only are we doing the normal stuff, but we're doing even more trying to make things special. You're a little frantic trying to keep up with it all. You're just so busy. When someone asks, "How are you?" your immediate response is busy. You don't even pause to think about how you are, really. You don't have time to think about yourself. Then maybe someone asks you, "What do you like to do?" And you pause. Maybe you even shrug your shoulders and answer, "Well, there really isn't time for myself at the moment." Then you find yourself wondering, "Is this it? Is this what my life is now? Just busy all the time, but with nothing for me." You feel like you don't have a choice. You're so busy that there isn't time to actually do anything for yourself. You've lost yourself. Losing yourself is a loss of choice that leaves you feeling powerless. You end up just on the hamster wheel, constantly doing, but not actually choosing for yourself. This feeling of loss will not only leave you perpetuating your constant busyness, but it will actually start to erode your confidence in yourself. You start to feel like you can't do anything different. You feel like you can't change how your life is. You feel like no one values you. You feel unappreciated. If you're at this point, the signals will include snapping at your kids when they really haven't done anything wrong. Getting sarky with your partner, feeling bleh at the end of each day. If you're listening and you're thinking, yeah, I think that's me, then this is your moment to turn it around for yourself. Feeling this way doesn't have to be permanent. Step up and take ownership for who you really are. This is your moment to take a leap and rediscover you. You're wondering how. Well, I encourage you to start dreaming. Instead of looking at your phone while you're walking, take in the clouds, the green of the trees, and dream. Ask yourself, what is it that I'd like to be doing? Instead of flopping on the couch at the end of the day, picking up your phone and starting to scroll, make yourself a herbal tea, put on some music, and dream. Ask yourself, what lights me up? Instead of yelling at the kids from the kitchen while you're prepping dinner, put on some music. Get lost in the process of cooking. Allow your mind to wander. Allow yourself to dream. As you can see, you don't have to find time in your day to dream. Make dreaming a part of your day. Think about yourself and discover what it is that you truly want. Take ownership for that. when you can see that dream, when you know what it is, turn it into a goal. Put a time frame on it. Think about what are two or three actions you could do to make it happen. What can I do to make this dream a reality for me? But most importantly, what action can you take today? Start. Don't wait. You know life is busy. You know there will never be a perfect time. Take action today. I would love to see you take ownership for who you really are. If this sounds like something you'd like to explore further, privately, in a one-on-one conversation, I invite you to book a call with me. Let's connect and talk about your situation and how you can change it. This is a free call. There is no obligation. Simply allow me the opportunity to support you. The link to book your call is in the show notes. See you next week.